Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show podcast. Right out of the hole, a couple people on the phone. Hello. For a podcast. Phone calls and on Bubba. A podcast. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bubba. It's Bubba Dreams of Being 2X. How you doing?
Not too good. I'm in a pretty fucking pissed off mood right now.
I know. Hey, on Friday, I said that to you on your Facebook. I was watching it live. And then this morning, if you look in chat, at 6:45, the first break, I sent it to Anna and Lummy and to you. That what was going on?
Well, thank you for that, my friend. Getting it to us takes a while. You know,
where'd you send
looking
it?
Out for us, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, look on the chat. In chat, I wrote it in chat, and I said, "Adam, ask Bubba if he saw the Fox story where they pulled
his restraining." All right. Well, listen, you got your message through. It took a little bit. Our bat signals aren't quite as quick as they used to be, but we got them. And thank you for finding that for me, my buddy.
I couldn't believe what I was watching it live, and it was on Friday. They ran it at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. I was like I said, and I took a screenshot.
And then put it on their YouTube.
Oh, it's on their YouTube, too, Blitz?
Yeah, that's the one I sent to Jay, the link.
Yeah, if you look at your Bubba the Love Sponge Facebook, at Friday, you'll see it. I put the screenshots and asked you, hey, did you see this?
Yeah, I don't really look at my messenger too much on that. Plus, I've been just absolutely, you don't understand. I get on, I spend 12 hours just preparing the track. Like, I literally will get up at 7 a.m. I got up at 7 a.m. on Friday, and we didn't start hot lapping until, like, 6. So for, 10 or 11 straight hours, I'm, working on the track and very busy. So I didn't get a chance. I don't really look at the messenger stuff or anything like
that.
And to be honest with you, I'm glad I didn't see this weekend because this would have fucking pissed me off.
And I was on a conference call with China this morning, so I couldn't call. I could only chat. So.
Well, thank you for the heads up.
Talking to all of China?
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Good seeing you. Thank you, Bubba Believes, but whatever.
Bubba Dreams of Being 2X.
I did have a 2X this morning. I got up and I was a little bit cold, and I put a 2X, one of my old working shirts. I got this little pile of shirts. I brought a couple to work today because I might be working on Tyler's car.
Okay.
And I just happened to grab a 2X, and I was eating breakfast. It was tight. It was tight on me, but it kind of made me feel like I was a little, I felt like I was a little jacked up on the deal.
Nice.
But we're talking about... the reason why I'm so pissed off and the reason why I'm so mad is that Channel 13 came out with and this, and doesn't it just absolutely blow your mind how the local media has just jumped right on board with I'm a fucking asshole? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm an asshole.
Yep.
You know, like, where did this start? Like, where did I become the fucking dick? Is it the sex tape? Is it the Nielsen shit? Like, it's like the media just absolutely flipped on me. It's like Blitz, a couple of news directors got together with a friend and be like, man, anytime you can fucking bury Bubba, bury the shit out of him. He's no longer Blitz. Channel 13 told me 2 years ago when they were doing the Legends in Tampa Bay radio,
right,
that I wasn't relevant anymore.
Huh, that's weird. Then why would they use you on this story?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And I mean, Anna, you kind of have a 30,000 feet above the what's really happening view.
Right.
What do you think about
this?
She's
like a bird.
It's ridiculous, especially when Blitz pointed out that it's not even in the same county.
Right.
Clearly, it's just a hit piece. I'm really curious to see what you find when you start digging.
It's not only is it not the same county, like, it, you know, had this been like a month ago or three, it, okay, fine. But like, it's been years.
Six.
I was going to ask when that.
6 years, yeah, okay, and 3 months, and it was not granted. It was filed and denied.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, that's, it was filed and denied.
Couldn't they just use a blank one?
Oh, no. Well, yes. You could.
Or you don't think there's plenty of other ones around here? Yeah.
There's not other people that have, in Hillsborough County that have sought after a temporary restraining order or for domestic violence injunction that was granted, granted? Or is there's none of those around? I mean, you could almost ask Channel 13 Blitz. So, in Hillsborough County, you couldn't find a domestic violence injunction that was granted, like, fairly recently ago? Oh, no, we couldn't. Oh, you couldn't. Well, there's, about 300 a day issued, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're going to show file footage of a guy that was alleged to have done this, and when it appeared in front of the judge, it was thrown out? I mean, it goes right back to this type of mentality, right? I'm never innocent. I'm never innocent. I'm always guilty of being an asshole. The system does not apply to me. It doesn't. If it was just one example, mm-hmm, of them fucking with me, that would be one thing. And if it was just two examples, but every turn of the way, they fucked me. I mean, one of the most infamous sound pieces on my show that we use all along.
In this case, you said your office deemed it a crime, but in fact, a jury determined that it wasn't a crime, correct?
In this case, Mr. Clem, there was a domestic violence thing filed, but it was not granted. In fact, was it not thrown out, meaning that it's not valid? Well, we can get all philosophical. If you just fill one out, technically it means that you fucking did it. Well, no, it doesn't.
Well, we can get very philosophical if you choose to.
Do you ever notice that I'm never innocent? And I'm always guilty of the worst shit that could possibly be. Even when I'm cleared by a judge or a jury of my peers, I'm still a motherfucker.
Still not cleared.
The jury verdict says not guilty.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say innocent.
So in 2016, when the chick that you were living with left you for a guy she met at the gym, and they come up with a fucking scheme to make you look like the biggest horse's ass ever, and that is denied or thrown out?
Dismissed.
Dismissed? Does dismissed not mean not guilty? Or does dismissed mean you're still fucking guilty? I don't know.
Right.
Dismissed to me, Blitz, means dismissed.
Yeah.
Dismissed does not mean guilty.
No, it does not.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And be used against you for later.
Oh, and when it was filed, it was the lead story.
Mm-hmm.
The lead first on Fox, Bubba the Love Sponge. The fuck.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What do you think about this shit? You know, you're at least Stockholmed slash lease up.
Well,
to
I didn't
speed
know
on
anything
my, on my past
discretion about
indiscretion.
This. Yeah, I didn't know anything about this. I'm shocked, but not shocked that they used it. That it was thrown out. Again, I didn't know anything about that. When that came up, I didn't recognize that other person's name, so I was like, I've never heard about that. And that it wasn't even in the same county. And like, I'm really curious to see what's going to start happening when you and Jay and maybe Kevin start digging.
Yeah, like what would there... I mean, Blitz, even if you try to be Mr. John... Okay, Blitz, I want you to absolutely try to be as pro Channel 13 as you can be, but I want you to tell the truth, okay?
Okay.
But I want you to try to be like you work for Channel 13. They just sent you a big bonus, okay?
Okay.
But you have to be absolutely fucking truthful, okay?
Okay.
Blitz, Channel 13, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you familiar with the story that ran about a bill that's trying to make domestic violence injunctions a lot simpler? On your channel?
I am.
Okay. And is that, what county is this, where's this bill being?
Oh, the lawmakers, those were all Hillsborough County.
Okay. And the ladies that were on the courthouse, mm-hmm. was that all the Hillsborough County clerks?
Yeah, couldn't you tell? They were kind of frumpy.
Okay. Yeah. They weren't the smaller cougars they have
no,
over there.
No, they weren't like the beach chicks.
The beach chicks.
Yeah, no.
Right. And so, are you familiar with the Bubba the Love Sponge?
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you familiar with his domestic violence injunction? It was a lead story on your guys' thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm real familiar. Yeah. We try to put it wherever we can.
we got it marked up as, you know, use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar that the county, the court transcript that you show, mm-hmm. are you familiar with what the outcome of that was?
Yeah, if it was voluntarily dismissed.
All right, what does that mean? voluntary dismissed? What is it?
They did not go through with it. There was no trial. There was no actual case. He got it. It was thrown out like it didn't happen.
All right, right, right.
Uh-huh.
So why would you put that on as file footage? By the way, was that in Hillsborough County, the Bubba situation?
I'm really not sure. I'd have to look into that and get back to you.
Well, let me show you this paper.
Circle back around and let you know.
Let me circle back right here for you and just zip. There you go. There it is. It's from Penn Ellis.
Okay.
You're circling for you.
Okay, I'll go with that then.
Okay. And now, are you familiar with this was from a different county, and it wasn't granted. It was thrown out, so to speak, your own words. So why would you think that would be applicable for this particular story? Why?
Well, Mr. Clem is a highly polarized person in the community, and anytime we can use his name, it garners ratings.
Okay, so that being said,
he's one of the top people in radio. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, you mean like when you guys told him that he wasn't relevant for when you guys did your Legends of Tampa Bay?
I was out that week.
You're out that week. So yeah. Mr. Clem is relevant when it comes to making Mr. Clem look like a bad guy, like he beats up women and stuff. But Mr. Clem's not relevant when you want to do Legends of Tampa Bay Radio.
There you go. You're following along now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did Mr. Clem do to become not significant anymore?
Maybe you heard about a thing called a hog trial.
Yeah, I did.
Where he had barbecue.
Yeah, and are you familiar with the outcome of that, sir?
Yeah, he was actually found not guilty.
Right.
He was not innocent.
Yeah, sir.
We can get very philosophical. The jury verdict says not guilty.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say innocent.
Every time we go to the local barbecue place and have pork, we laugh about it pretty often. Stop.
It's just like, I'll die before I get any type of vindication in this city or from anywhere. And I just cannot believe how I've been just absolutely brilliantly positioned. And it's not even to my own doing. Some of it is.
No, this is like completely ridiculous.
Like some of it is. I'm not going to sit here and say, wait, right. And I didn't control some, because I did. I controlled some of my bullshit. But man, if this isn't just Johnny follow the fucking leader, and we all know where it's really derived from, alliances and friendships amongst radio people and television people. And if you're Channel 8, you call out Channel 13 on this bullshit. But then again, that would be.
But then they're afraid of getting called out for the other bullshit that they do.
And then that would be pro Bubba.
Remember when Gail used to be pro Bubba?
Gallardo?
She was so good to me. I had Gail and Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only two I had left. Everybody else is, whatever.
Yeah, remember Gail came to the quarter minute track with her jugs hanging out.
God.
What about now?
She's still
has
hot
jugs
for 50.
Hanging out.
For days.
No, I mean like.
Something that'll never.
I meant like her support for you.
Oh, she's still a friend. Absolutely. She just does stuff. She doesn't really do much.
Okay.
She has like her own production deal that she does like private commercials and. Right. Infomercials and stuff like that, and some one-offs that Channel 8 will use as some lifestyle type stuff.
Mm.
So she does all that stuff. Reggie's just out. He got out. I think he sued Channel 10 and 1. Boy, his lawsuit would even be stronger in today's world than 2 years ago. I don't know. Could you see Blitz where I could maybe ever turn this around and people see how much they fucked with me? Or do you think I just need to be the misinterpreted fucking
villain,
bad guy?
I mean, like you said, there's some things it's like, okay, fine, that, you had a part in this, whatever.
Did.
But, this is just ridiculous. Like, this didn't happen recently. A different county.
Crime.
It never went through. Like, you weren't found guilty. There was no restraining order issued against you. Like,
And that's an egregious crime. Like, one of the worst things you could be is, like, a woman beater.
Yeah, like, that's the worst thing. I mean, besides
like,
kid toucher
or racist or is a woman beater, you know?
Nowadays,
so,
yeah.
This isn't, like, whatever you were...
And so if you're a woman, if you're a woman or a guy or anybody for that matter, and you just, you know, kind of watched, you know, you just saw, maybe you didn't even have the volume up, whatever. Maybe you just saw the, you know, like a lot of people don't really pay attention to TV, but you look at it and you see.
I do that a lot.
And you see my name flash up in a domestic violence deal against with a girl that I strangled her. And it's like, you're like, my God. And you don't know that it's from 2016. You think that it maybe last weekend, fucking Bubba's at, you know, you don't really know what I'm doing. You're not Bubba Army. You don't follow me. You don't know anything about me. Most people, if you in Tampa, if you say, hey, what's Bubba the Love Sponge? They're like, I don't have no the fuck idea what he's doing.
When I saw when someone sent me the clip like a minute before you said something, I watched it real quick and with the sound off, and I thought they were talking about you and your, like that case.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what it
and
looked like.
And then with the other imagery of like the woman being scared.
Yeah.
Because people are like learning through listening and also through watching. So you're getting information through two senses. And so they're really trying to drive it home that, like, you know, we got to protect the victims and, you know, we need to make it easier for women to come forward and protect themselves.
What if I was an African American radio show host? It'd be so much. Cool.
Well, you'd be broadcasted everywhere.
Well,
Bubba Da Love Sponge.
One, I think our future would be far brighter. Bubba Da Love Sponge.
Lemmy the Man.
Yeah, Lemmy the Man.
Sorry.
I'm Warren G. Yo, you know me.
You're on a H. I didn't really find that doesn't really go very well.
Yeah, I'm regulating it up over here.
Regulate.
I'm regulating it up over here.
But what the hell? Because I'm a white man, this is not an issue. I'm supposed to sit down, shut the fuck up. They can, you know what? They can paint you as a woman beater, and they can flash domestic violence injunction fucking orders that were thrown out, dismissed, voluntarily dismissed. Not involuntary, voluntarily dismissed. What does that mean? Well, that means the petitioner, upon further evidence, says,
decided to drop charges.
I don't know that we should probably be going down here because I'm going to get my ass handed to me in court.
Mm-hmm.
And I could potentially get in trouble for filing a false police report.
Yeah.
There's two sides of that. The reason why this was dismissed so quickly is because, not in this particular situation, but if a person does claim these sort of things, not saying that this is one of those instances, but if a person files a false domestic violence injunction, that's a very punishable crime.
As it should be.
Man or woman. So there are instances where people that have filed things, don't file or unfile, or I should say dismiss them.
I wonder in this story, who put that video in there?
Yeah, you know
was
what,
it a reporter? Was it an editor?
But like, you know what?
Can you find that out?
You know what, Blitz? We should reverse engineer this and start and file a lawsuit so that we're privy to that, so we can see where this comes from. Because when people are being deposed and your jobs are on the line, then people start talking and telling the truth, right?
Yep.
I think we do that.
Yeah.
What if the editor goes, okay, so the woman who wrote the story will be like, what's your connection? And then you just follow the connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did she decide to put that in there? Did she instruct somebody? Did she have no idea? Because she doesn't talk about it in her news piece. Who put it together
and why?
Who's the editor?
I guess, Blitz, a couple questions you could ask is who put it together?
Mm-hmm.
And did you, on your own accord, decide to use this? And if not, who told you to use it?
Right. That's it's not random.
That's just not random.
It's not even in the goddamn county.
That's calculated.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, Blitz, don't you think you need to peel that onion back to find out who truly just continues to screw with me? And then you ask that person, why? What did I do to you? Why would you use, and at the end of the day, whoever that person is, haven't you, Blitz, kind of put the company that you're working for, Channel 13, Fox, haven't you kind of exposed them liably? Haven't you potentially cost them an issue? Listen, Channel Television stations don't want frivolous fucking law. They don't want lawsuits. They don't want any shit. Like, nobody wants any shit. Lawsuits are the worst. Especially when you fucking did it. Lawsuits are the worst, Blitz. Lawsuits aren't so bad when you're innocent. Really. Sometimes lawsuits, I mean, the hog deal was bad for me, but not bad for me. I won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The MJ lawsuit was not bad for me. I kicked his ass. The officer in Manatee County who tried to put me on trial for defamation was not good for him. He was awarded $1 in damages. Well, I'm not looking for any financial windfall. I'm looking to find out who the fuck are making these decisions on fucking with me. That could be worth far more than any amount of money. Because, Blitz, that could lead to even bigger things of what's being done.
Mm-hmm.
What if the editor goes, well, I'll tell you, I don't like him because I like another radio personality. That's a fucking problem. You're not now telling the news. You're using your personal agenda for a very newsworthy story. A very important aspect and a very important newsworthy story. You're now fucking with it. Potentially causing us, you know, some legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to fuck with me, news editor? I'm going to fucking get you fired. I'm going to fucking get you fired, or I'm going to find out who you're working with or who you fucking like, or I'm not stopping until today I'm telling Jay, I'm not stopping at a 770 notice where they have to retract it. I want to file a lawsuit because I just want to go. I want to find out who wrote it, who produced it, who okayed it, and who are your friends and who do you know? Seems like people are real nervous in this town lately. Swiping your Twitter accounts,
mm-hmm.
completely cleaning your Twitter accounts because of the stupid stuff and the names that you've called people. So now you've had a Twitter account since 2000 and I think maybe 7 or 8. And now the only thing that's available is June 15th forward. So you've taken, I don't know, 8, 9, 10. You've taken what? 12 years of timeline down?
Yeah.
Had you not gotten mine canceled, I'd still have my 12 or 13 years worth of timeline. I don't take anything down. I'm already canceled. You can't cancel me more than I'm already canceled. Well,
double jeopardy.
Don't.
Oh.
Triple jeopardy for
triple,
me.
Triple jeopardy. Quadruple.
Bubba, we can get you canceled more.
Jeopardy.
We just started a fuck you campaign to JVC. Hell, Blitz, I was looking at some old screenshots a couple days ago, and there were these trolls that would say, today's going to be a group call at 3 o'clock. Joyce such and such is lead counselor for Beasley. Call her every 5 minutes and ask her why Bubba the Love Sponge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They would organize these round table calls where they would just call Caspers, who are the owners of McDonald's, and mm-hmm. here's the person to ask for. Call Omaha Steaks and email this link and ask them why that you'll never order another Omaha Steak again until they drop Bubba the Love Sponge. And then Omaha Steaks publicly tweets, we're no longer associated with that guy. I want to know who made that call. And how high up did it go? Blitz, if you were to guess, I don't think it's that high up. I think this is bullshit reindeer games that are happening on the lower levels.
Oh, I agree.
And the higher up it goes, the better for me, actually. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
fucking bullshit. Hi, Anna. How you
doing?
Hi.
I'm well.
Did you have a good weekend? Did Blitz get you signed up on the Blitz? Did she get the Blitz yet, Blitz?
No, I have not yet either.
Right. Is this what you're referring to?
Yeah, we call it different things where people can't high spot it.
I was wondering, I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
We're just going to call it the Blitz.
The Blitz.
Yeah, Blitz.
I thought
like,
I already have
Blitz.
Part
that's even,
of the Blitz.
Well, you don't have. You got.
I talked to Reagan.
Hold on. You got Blitz.
I got
But you
Blitz.
Don't have the Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
I want the Blitz. I
want the Blitz.
You can't, well.
I want to smoke it.
You want to fuck it. You want to fuck the Blitz, don't you?
Yeah.
So me and the Merch Crick and Reagan were all together on Saturday night. Okay?
Yeah.
And a lot of our conversations were emulating you, Anna. But yeah. One of our conversations were, don't you think that Blitz and Anna, that this comes from your roommate. I hope I'm not giving out any intel that she doesn't want out. But I think this is, she was very good about this. She's like, I'm like, Reagan, what about Blitz and Anna? Don't you just wish they just fucking get after it? And she's like, yes, I do. They both like each other. Blitz, I will tell you this. This is what she said exactly.
Okay.
He's such a sweet guy, and they're so close, and he takes such good care of her, and he knows her little fucking idiosyncrasies, and he knows how weird she is, and he's good for her. And I don't know why she just is being so fucking hard-headed about it. That's what your roommate said.
Do you want us to date?
Yes.
You do.
Was I supposed to say that or not? Sorry. What were we supposed to say? Let me write and get that memo.
No, we don't want you to.
And so here's what I told Ray. I'm sorry. What's that again?
No, Warren,
and
just
make
fuck.
Sure you make and make
What'd
sure
you
your
say,
heart,
Warren,
hard effort, hard effort.
Just fuck, all right? Just fuck it
Ew,
out.
Just fuck it out.
Jesus. Fuck.
But here's what I'm a little bit worried about is Blitz is such a cocksman nowadays that, you know, you may not rate. He doesn't need a rookie in bed. He doesn't need an experienced rook. He needs a fucking
experienced rider.
He needs a co-ed, an experienced co-ed rider, part of the row team over at UT.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I told Reagan, I go, Reagan, here's what she doesn't understand, is that no matter how fucking sideways their relationship would go, I would never let Blitz's influence on how mad he is at her influence how I felt about her or her employment. And I would just tell Blitz, fucking leave it alone, buddy. You guys couldn't get along. Sorry. You guys don't. I'm not firing her.
Stop being a bitch.
I'm not firing her. So shut the fuck up and you just all get along. I like her. She's doing a good job. She's good for the show. Sorry you guys don't like each other anymore. But I don't think, like, I've made that very evident. Is this conversation bad? Should I not be having this conversation, Anna?
No, I like it. It actually makes me feel more comfortable.
No, like I'm actually.
I swear to God.
No, for real. Like
I
for
swear
real.
To God,
dude, be honest with me.
Yeah.
You're being a.
No, I'm not being a cunt. I mean, I am a cunt, but I'm not trying to be an extra.
Like I'm
extra
trying
cunt.
To be like your friend by saying, if this conversation you'd rather not have, then just say, Bubs. You know, I don't know if I'd be talking about this, Bubs.
No, I feel like everyone has been talking about it and.
Everybody talks about it.
I know. I'm not dumb. I know what's going on.
Everybody talks about it.
I know.
And, like, we're so fucking rooting for you guys. But for some reason, like, I don't know. It's all you. It's not him. It's all you.
No, he'd fuck you.
Well, no. Love me. Was that an outburst?
That was a warranty outburst. Sorry.
But you guys, the courtship has been very lengthy.
Yeah.
I mean.
It has.
And I'm not pulling for Blitz. Like, Blitz will take me aside. Like, this is how it goes. Ready?
Yeah.
I'll be walking out here. Hey, I just want to let you know, as much as that really helped, it really hurt me. What do you mean? You know, you just don't know her like I do. She's fucking going to resent me now for this coming up. Thanks for fucking me up even more. Be like, right. Blitz, I can't, motherfucker, what? I'm just going to let you know. I mean, she'll say she's okay, but deep down, she's really fucked up about it. She's really mad at me right now. That's what I'm going to go through later today. That's why I'm going to try to leave the building without seeing Blitz.
Hey, can you answer line one, please?
Is this hello?
I'm hitting five on the phone.
That's funny as fuck. Is that you, Henry?
Yeah.
Henry, you're here. See? All right, so sorry. I won't.
No, I don't care. I just thought that'd be funny.
But Anna, you guys are so fucking cool together. You guys get along
we
so well.
We do get
well.
Along really, really well. And
I mean,
he does.
He's straight money, man. He gets you.
He does. And not a lot of people do because I'm a fucking handful.
And
I know.
Not
I am.
Only does he get you, but he accepts you for you.
He tolerates me, yes. And he celebrates my weirdness.
Yes. Because you know why? Because newsflash, he's weird too.
Not as weird as me.
No. I know. His weirdness. It's kind of your yin to your yang weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
You guys yin
it's
and
a
yang
complimentary,
your
weird. Yeah, weirdness.
Now, is there a chance that you guys would date? Or do I just need to keep my mouth shut about this shit? Because, I mean, I've been told to keep my mouth shut about this shit. And I will. I'll do whatever
no,
you
there's
want.
There's a chance. I just feel, obviously, I like moving slow in general, but with
man,
this
is
been...
this is glacier fucking slowness.
I know.
My God. Snail is slow.
Blitz will be goddamn dead before, you know. Blitz, you know, I know you're 65 and you have a heart issue. I'm thinking about maybe wanting to date you now. Mm-hmm. but I'm on a fucking machine now. Right. I can't even fuck you. That's why I like you now. It's because there's no sex.
It's low risk.
And she's like 62.
Yeah,
she can just walk away. I can't even follow her. I'm in bed.
Yeah, Blitz
she's
is fucking,
so much older than me.
Yeah. Blitz. I mean, can you give Blitz a chance when he's still able-bodied? Motherfuck. Before he gets Social Security? And listen, I'm certainly not trying to be matchmaker here. But,
no,
but even your best friend and your roommate.
Yeah.
She's like, I know, really? And then the merch critic said, well, Tyler and Ace have caught him kissing a few times. I'm like,
whoa.
Jesus, are you over there?
Yes.
No, Daddy, I'm out here fucking putting my new tranny in my car. Have you and Ace not caught them fooling around a little bit?
I don't think we've caught them kissing, but, I mean, definitely hugging and stuff. But, like,
we do it in the parking lot in front of everybody.
Yeah. Dry humping for minutes.
Yeah.
Blitz walks away with blue balls the whole time.
Yeah. Blitz's blue balls are sponsored by Anna Hummel.
Oh, shit.
Blitz, have you ever paid any tributes to her before? I thought I was going to get the fucking not say a word Blitz. You know how he does that sometimes.
You know he goes on Twitch, watches the replay, and blasts all over his screen.
And then I forgot I zoomed into someone else at the time, and it ends up on somebody else.
Jizz on Dan.
Dan, Bubba.
Poor Dan.
God damn it, Lummy
so,
got a facial.
I just want you to know that my official
Jizz
ruling,
right in Dan's eye.
That my official ruling is I would celebrate you guys dating, and I would never let.
Would we get like balloons or anything?
No.
Oh.
But you know it would be.
Jesus, love it.
Maybe today
balloons.
Maybe today Valentine's Day will be the day that you guys said, "Okay, we're gonna start dating."
You don't think it would be disruptive to the show?
No.
And I know, that, well, obviously not, because it'd be just like a well of content.
But
for
hold
you.
On, Anna. What's everything is disruptive, but yet not disruptive right. with the program. I mean, would you not agree?
Yes.
Everything disrupts, but we cause it to disrupt. We talk about every fucking thing.
Right.
And, I mean, I don't know. You guys would do cute couple shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean.
Not on my watch.
What do you mean?
I don't do cute couple anything.
We could, like, go on the, what's that? The
9/11
exhibit. The pirate taxi. We could take the pirate taxi down the river.
Fuck you. You know I hate that thing.
So pirate taxi to the,
I hate
Anna, the Jew
taxi.
From Warren.
Anna, but you
I'll
do.
I'll never date her. He takes me on that.
Hold on. He knows of all the cool shit you would like. That's why he's able to tell you the bad shit that you won't like. Because he's, I mean, you guys know each other well.
Yeah, he knows I'd rather drown in the river than take that thing.
He knows that you'd rather come over to his place on a Friday night and watch a couple documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do some fucking drugs.
Fuck yeah.
And maybe.
I've been trying to get him to do drugs. He won't budge.
Maybe.
It's annoying.
Just maybe. Fuck.
All right.
Maybe fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Just
and,
fuck him.
And he'll snuggle with you, and he'll be there in the morning, and he's not some fucking guy that's going to fucking ghost you. And, I mean, he knows everything. He's this most fucking picture-perfect guy for you, and I think the reason why you fight it so hard is because you know that he is. He knows. No guy.
Why are you fighting it?
No guy has ever known you this thorough before starting.
Never this thorough.
Yeah, take his 12-inch dog around the farm.
No, let me stop being a barbarian.
Warren G.
Warren G.
Warren G. Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I know it would help.
But Anna, you have to know that one, we can stop this conversation immediately.
No, let's keep going. It's actually helping.
And two, that I am so fucking pulling for you.
Yeah.
And I think that
you
more than
see a red dot on your forehead.
That more than ever, okay. We are all. This is the closest that as a unit we've all been. Like
yes.
We all like no each question. Other. Yeah. There's nobody that's trying to get anybody in trouble. Like, in fact, all you guys do is just try to hide things from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's partially true.
Including my son. Yeah. I run around here fucking completely oblivious. I think I know what I'm talking about. But,
he piped up and said yes when you said that. So.
So I don't know, Anna. I don't want you to think I'm putting any pressure on it.
It's no, just I know you're not.
Everybody, like I'm kind of like the 800-pound elephant that's finally talking in the room. Mm-hmm. I guess I would be the more appropriate guy. I'm the heaviest guy here. So, and your roommate talks about it.
I know. Everybody does. And people almost like treat us like we're a couple.
I know.
They do.
So
what would be like a, okay.
Yeah.
And you know Blitz.
Know Blitz.
But hold on.
I know he likes planes and guns.
Yeah. But you, and you're,
it's really about me. You understand that, right?
I know, you're a fucking narcissistic, fucking crazed bitch. And he fucking knows it.
Every time he talks,
like, Blitz,
tries to talk about something he likes, I ignore him.
If you were a guy, if you were my buddy and you came to me and go, hey, I just want to let you know this fucking Anna deal ain't working out. I go, well, no shit, Sherlock. You know how fucking weird she is. I'd be like, you know, this isn't like, you know, news fucking flash. I didn't know this, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, be careful what you wish for, too, Blitz. I mean, because you thoroughly know
that
she's fucking insane. But I think...
A chainsaw?
What was that?
Was that a broken cat or a chainsaw? What the fuck was that?
I'm trying to be a cat.
So, Anna, could we ever make it official? Like, you guys are dating? Or, like, will it never be official and you guys will just always be liars about it because you lie? You lie. I did tell Reagan this. I go, Reagan, honest to God, do you think that they're really just fucking pulling it off and they're just trying to play this game, but they're really? God. She's like, I don't know. He never comes by the, you know, like, she, with you know, the little bit of intel that she knows.
Yeah.
You know, Blitz isn't hanging out there.
Right.
Know.
Well, I know her schedule.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I hide around the corner until she leaves, and I hurry up and go in there.
Right.
He smells like, you know, granny panties.
Because Anna likes quickies, of course, right?
right?
So that doesn't work out.
Right,
Anna's
right.
Long-form Willie on the lovemaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, Anna, like, do you guys think you'll ever make it official? Or, like, what do you think was going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen?
Or, like...
We'll probably date... I don't know when we'll tell everyone about it, but we probably will.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, probably at some point.
Now, he's laughing like it's already happening.
No, because I'm laughing because it sounds like she's being ridiculous.
Now, are you going to have to ask him to date you? Because he's been asking for 2 years.
Blitz, will you date me?
Blitz, no, honestly, would you date her?
I don't know.
Shut up! I almost called him the F word.
You fucker!
No, not that one.
Oh, no.
Even worse.
I almost said it. I swear to God,
thank
it.
Thank God.
Is this a Valentine's miracle?
I would let her buy me a lunch.
Now, hold on. I think this might
be... Do you want to go to lunch?
Let me. This might be the Valentine's Day miracle.
Oh, God. And the whole right.
Lummy sounds so excited.
No, but hold on, Anna.
Yeah.
Blitz, what are you doing this weekend? And what are you doing this weekend, Anna?
Blitz?
What the fuck?
Or am I sniffing some shit out that I already kind of know about?
I don't know. Are they going on a date this weekend?
I think so.
Wait, what do you guys... Oh,
they don't know what I
fucking
know.
You can't
know.
Even see him on camera. I can see Anna. She's not answering.
They know that I know some shit.
Oh. Are you guys going on a date?
Hold on.
Yeah, we're going on a date.
Really?
No, yeah. Anna, come clean and let him tell him what you guys got planned. Anna, I know.
You want me to go first?
I want you to go first to see how honest you are, because I know I got some intel.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
You go first.
Right. I know. You're trying to pretend like you already know something.
Exactly. Okay,
did I
just not bring that, what you guys are supposed to do this weekend up?
You did.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I think we're going to the Grand Prix together.
Yeah, we're going to do actually a doubles couple deal.
Yeah, we're going with you in the merch crick, I thought.
Well,
yeah.
No, hold on.
So that might be a
date. That's 2 weekends from now.
I know.
We just got we got approved for that.
No, this weekend.
You guys
and
had
we've been out to like lunches and stuff before.
But did you guys have something planned for this coming weekend?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Are you sure?
No, I'm not, because I was told that potentially you guys had plans for this weekend.
Mm-mm. No, it was for the Grand Prix.
All right, well then let's make plans for this weekend for you guys. Okay. Anna, why don't you stay the night, Friday night?
Oh.
Or Thursday
the whole
night?
Night?
Yeah, the whole night. And even if
no,
nothing
happens. Shouldn't she leave at like 3?
In the morning?
Yeah.
As soon as the bar's closed, the UT chick's got to come over.
Oh, that's true.
Let me hush.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
See, so, Anna, your first reaction was the entire night? Zoinksville? Yeah.
Right.
Maybe nothing happens.
My handcuffs work all night long, not just part of the night.
Right. Blitz's fucking heavy-duty restraint system, it does not have a time period.
Yeah, right.
Great.
Anyway, you guys do what you want, but I think we're on to something here. I think, Lumby, this is the great Valentine's Day miracle.
I think so, too. I think they have some kind of big date or something going on this weekend.
I don't think there might.
Maybe we'll do lunch.
Oh, see?
Yeah, we'll
see?
Do lunch.
Maybe a dinner.
Have you guys ever made out yet?
Not yet.
Do you want to?
What?
Here we go. She's cross-fired. She's short-circuiting right now. She's fucking short-circuiting. She's having a fucking birtation. Have you ever thought about making out with him?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I haven't done it yet.
Have you ever gotten close to when you guys were involved in one of those really tight hugs that you just wanted to get a stepladder and see if you can make it up to his head?
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's hard for him to make a quick move because I'm so far down.
Right, he's 6'5". You're so far down and he's so far up.
And then when I run away, it's hard for him to fall because he has big floppy feet.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, you guys know all your little chillers, little fucking hang-ups here.
He just has huge feet.
Right. So have you ever been involved like in a big heavy-duty hug where you're like, God, I just want him to fucking make out with me? No?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, what was that? What the fuck was that noise?
We all know Anna speak. We all know what that means. So now, are you guys going to keep, like, once it's official, are you going to keep it a secret, or are we going to be able to openly talk about it?
I'm keeping it a secret forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm keeping it a secret, too.
No, you can't.
You can't do that. No, love has to blossom on the air.
All right, we'll discuss
other couples
it.
Here that don't talk about the relationships on the air. We'll do that.
Yeah,
too.
But we're both on the air, so it's like they can catch us easily.
Exactly.
You know, it's scary because Dan could say whatever, Lummy could say whatever, you could say whatever. But like, if you ask me, hey, bitch, where were you? You know, it's easy to catch someone in a lie. That's dangerous.
That's why
scary.
And this is a dynamic that the show has never had. We've never had a couple on the show, ever.
Nope.
And so this is going to be a really new, you know, era for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wade through it, and it'll be probably great at times and sometimes uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, Anna, I will assure you, first of all, I've actually talked to Blitz, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this or not.
Probably not, but go ahead.
But he did say this. And Blitz, I hope you don't get mad at me for saying this, because this is a private conversation, but I think it's
is okay. It about my dumper?
No.
Oh.
He said, if Anna and I dated and we broke up or some shit went down, I would never use my position at the show to have you fire her or anything. I would just work it out. Like, he said that to me probably. He goes, I would never come to you and said, bitch just broke up with me or I just broke up with her.
Yeah.
Fire her. Blitz isn't that kind of guy. Like, he wouldn't fuck your work up. Even though you guys are fucking at work, he wouldn't fuck your work up. He really wouldn't. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't let him.
Would you be mad if we were fucking on your board?
Oh, my God. No one's fucked on your board. Maybe you. I don't know. You can do whatever you want, but I didn't.
Well, I hope you haven't. I haven't had sex in 3 fucking years.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't have sex on
I would hope
board,
that the first time is the right scenario for you, Blitz, and it's like in your bed.
I'm going to go right to Minnie.
Yeah, Anna's
actually
on her back like a starfish. Just
hey, Blitz, you may bring
there
home the O2.
Yeah, can you bring home that black van?
The rape van?
Yeah, yeah, bring home. I'll put a blow-up mattress in the back of it.
Yeah.
There you
say
go.
Free hummus.
Free hummus.
The free hummus van?
Free hummus and Yogi!
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna get got.
I heard that you finally gave some guy some pussy today. I did. What was he driving? The free hummus Yogi van? Really? Yeah. He stopped by, had fucking Publix Yogi with some fucking hummus, and I sucked the shit out of his dick and everything.
Of course.
Now, Anna, are you afraid that, like, you know, some of your skills might get out, some, you know, like...
Oh, I'm glad you think I have a bag of tricks. Yeah, that is also concerning about just, like, private stuff.
Yeah, well...
But I think I could probably have, you know, blitz train pretty well, and myself as well, so that we know, like, what we are willing to talk about.
Bitch,
what
you
not.
Ain't training me. What are you talking about?
Train blitz?
Bitch, you ain't training me. Yeah, hold on. I got to step in at this point for my boy and say, you saying things that I'm going to train Blitz, that ain't cool.
No, not at all.
Well, I said I was willing to be trained, too.
Oh, okay.
I said both ways so that we know going in, like, hey, this is what we're cool with discussing. This is what we're not cool with discussing.
Yeah, but it can't be, like, all of it not cool. Like you know, like, honestly.
Yeah,
you
got
to
give a little.
Like, but, if you were, you're like, my God, but Blitz really bring it home last night. I'm sore.
Bet me over the radiator and just plowed
like,
me.
Like, Anna, what happened?
The radiator.
I'd be like, Blitz got a little crazy.
Are you fucking changing oil? Why?
Anna, what's wrong with you? Well, I'm just going to tell you, Blitz really gave me, really fucking gave
me the
to
business.
Me last night. Yeah. My just, God, I got blitzed.
Yeah,
hit me over the head with the fucking exhaust valve. What the fuck?
Hit me with this tripod and fucking just railed me. Oh.
I think you as a couple would be cute as fuck.
Yeah.
Cute.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just, I
do
think.
Do you think we'd like match well?
Yes.
Yeah, you're both fucking weird.
Yeah, you guys, first of all, I could never, there's nobody that I know right now.
Yeah.
That I would want Blitz to date. Just because he's so weird and you would fuck him up in the head so bad because I know how he is. Meanwhile, there's nobody that I know guy-wise that I would want to date you. Because you're weird, and you'd fuck him up in the head. So the two people that I know that fuck with people's heads and deserve each other, so to speak.
Yeah.
And why only? And you're only fucking up one couple here. For the goodness of dating, it helps the earth.
Yes, it does.
As an appreciation to humanity.
Yeah.
We're only fucking up one couple. Whereas if Blitz dated a girl and fucked her up, and then you dated a guy and fucked him up, you'd have two fucked up.
No, I get it. It's like, hey, you both have AIDS. Just fuck each other.
Well, I wasn't gonna go that extreme, but there you have.
You know, it's an analogy.
Yeah.
You guys both
can't get AIDS twice.
Like, you guys both have like behavior AIDS. And so why not
It's HIV, please. Have some respect.
I got full-blown AIDS, bubs.
That bitch,
behavior AIDS.
That bitch
behavior
got behavior AIDS.
AIDS.
You got full-blown
behavior,
behavior AIDS.
AIDS. Yeah.
She sure does.
And Blitz has full-blown behavior AIDS.
I got the HIV.
Right. Why not, you know, transmit your behavior AIDS back and forth to a pre-existing behavior AIDS recipient?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Blitz up fucking up the UT checks.
Yeah, and get him off these young UT bitches. Show him what a real woman's all about. A woman that can
Shit about being a real woman. No. I've never even made rice before.
I don't know jack shit about being a real woman. I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah, you can bake some
never
lemon cake or something.
Blitz doesn't want a bitch that can cook. Blitz wants a bitch that's cool and can fuck.
But can clean.
Knows planes.
Yeah, planes, bitches.
Planes and guns.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Before too long, after a year from now, a plane would be flying over, and I don't be like, oh, yeah, it's a C-156-585-er. Because when you hang out with your buddy,
you learn.
You learn their
osmosis.
Shit.
So what's he going to learn about from me?
Great. Yeah, I don't even know.
9/11 was not an inside job, ho. I know it. Fucking don't even. You're not going to turn me. Building 7 was not fucking the...
He's going to start liking cats.
I don't even really like cats. I just like Gouda.
I like other people's cats.
Right.
Yeah.
Other people's pussy.
Yeah.
OPP. So anyway, Anna, I mean, like, is today the start of something? Can we start it today?
Should we go on a lunch date or something?
Yeah.
If you're buying.
Well, you just got a fucking huge raise. Listen, his...
If that bitch wants to date me, she's paying. What are you talking about?
You know D well. This is all show
business.
But
can I have some money to take Blitz out on a date?
Anna. Bubba, can I have some money to take Blitz out on a date?
Hey, Anna, this is going great. I love it. We're going to get Bubba to pay for our date.
He's a true gentleman, and he know deep down he would not let you pay. You know that. Plus, yeah, he makes
not on the first date.
Plus, if I showed you his W-2.
I don't pay on the first date.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, unless he's getting some pussy.
Shut up,
even then, Lauren.
Oh, don't act like you're Johnny fucking hard ass, like you're fucking John, like you're Blitz McConaughey around here. Okay. Yeah, like you're all that, buddy.
Oh, you think I'm kidding?
I mean, I'm working a miracle right now, finally getting this bitch to like you.
Yeah.
Fucking please. It took
now he's playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You should just be yourself and be like, you know what? Fuck, I think I'm finally going to go out and get a, you know, start kind of officially dating her.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, Blitz, as soon as you get that pussy, you know you're going to love it.
Probably.
It's probably good ass pussy.
Probably.
Is this uncomfortable for me to say that in front
of
you?
No, it's probably great pussy.
Hold on. It probably is rock star pussy once you break the seal, isn't
Jesus.
It? Jesus. Anna, you just proclaimed your pussy to be great. It
I don't know. I've never been inside of myself, but I don't know. I think it's probably
God,
good.
I mean, Blitz might get in and go, God damn, that's some good pussy.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Fuck.
And Blitz, even if it's not good pussy, you know you must say it is because it'll freaking freak her out of the head and then the pussy will dry up.
Well, yeah.
Or he'll just stop
talking pussy to dry up.
Oh, jeez.
It's a sad pussy.
Yeah, that's like beef jerky pussy.
Is it a sad pussy?
Oh, it's
is it a sad
pussy that doesn't cry?
It would eat any pussies that cry.
Is it a hungry pussy or is it just like, you know, is it not hungry?
Oh, my God.
What?
Her pussy.
Is her pussy a hungry hippo pussy, or is it like,
no,
you know,
no,
just
don't
sad?
Put the hippo in
there. Why is it going to be a hippo?
Why is it going to be a hippo? Hungry hippo, you know?
But I mean,
like,
is your pussy hungry?
It could eat.
It likes snacks?
It could eat.
Is it like hummus?
If Blitz covered his dick in hummus, would you fuck him?
Right now.
I have some yogurt. Is that sour?
Perfect.
Did you eat coconut oil?
So anyway,
I like spinach artichoke.
Now, Anna, if you guys ever do it, like, would it be something we could talk about, or is that going to freak you out?
I mean, I'll probably freak out, but I guess we have to talk about it because that's part of a relationship, right? Is fucking.
Yeah, we have to talk about it. Because if I gotta listen to my fucking self getting pegged every fucking day,
you're right.
Then you're gonna have to listen to you taking Blitz's 12-inch dong.
You know what? Hold on. I completely agree. You know who agrees with me? Tyler. Do you agree, Tyler?
Hold on. Tyler, go ahead.
We're talking about fucking, right? Right, Tyler?
Jesus Christ!
Come on, Tyler, answer the question. Let's talk about fucking.
No. We're not talking about Tyler's fucking.
What?
No, we shouldn't stop. We're not,
hold on.
I didn't think
I was off limits.
No, we can't talk about. No, please.
Oh.
Say thanks, Daddy.
Thanks, Daddy.
We're going to talk about your guys' fucking.
Tyler, is there a video of your race?
Yeah, is there a video? You got a video? Goddamn, I was just trying to talk about it. Bubba wants to know if there's a video.
Of your new Henry race. Is there a video of that?
I have a couple minutes worth of
that's
it.
That's right. This motherfucker won.
That's right. He won Saturday night.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see it if we could, bud.
Okay.
All right. What do you mean, okay? Like it's an abrasive question. Okay.
I just said
he's busy. He's got to get his car ready for tomorrow. He's got to follow you to fucking racetrack in Ville.
I'm going to talk to him about that. Just everybody chill out. It's an insider deal we got to talk about. So, is it official? Did I pull off the great Valentine's miracle? Are you guys dating?
We'll go on a date.
Not a... You know that a person that's known each other for a year and a half and courted each other for a year and a half is not going on a date. You guys have gone on lots of dates.
We've
gone
on lunches, but...
You guys go on lots of dates.
I guess we could set a different tone.
We've walked down Riverwalk together.
Holding hands?
No.
Touching each other?
No.
Okay. Well,
here's what happens. We start walking. The bitch takes off running, and then I see her fucking 45 minutes later.
Oh yeah, that did happen.
Well, could you guys hold hands
and run? I'm not running.
No, but like,
floppy feet.
If you guys walk around, would you? If you guys were dating, you would probably hold hands, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Dating, let's start.
Start there.
Let's start there with the hand holding.
Okay.
This is gonna be
like
a
now.
Big
would you guys?
Fuck.
Would you guys be? Hold on. Let me
start. It's gonna be a mind fuck, Bubba.
So
they're gonna start
doing
holding
it.
Hands outside in the parking lot. Be like, oh, we're just doing it. The fuck would love me? Then I'm gonna come back and be like, Bubba, they're holding hands. Oh yeah, we did it. The fuck with them.
If you guys
dumb.
Hold on,
he's so
I will
dumb.
Tell you this. I will tell you this. If I find that your dating is not genuine and you're fucking with me,
if we're fake dating,
if you're fake dating, you're both fired. For real.
Yeah, don't fuck with a slow person.
Like either do it or not, or you know, either date and be real about it, or continue.
My job was fine, and you're not gonna. I shouldn't be scared. Well, you like me?
No.
You fake dated me.
Hold on. I do like you, but I also don't like being fucking bamboozled and made to look like a fool. Okay. So if you come to me like I don't really want to date him, I like kind of just being weird and doing our thing.
Okay.
And then you guys, if you guys just now. I don't want you to date if you don't want to date. Like, if either one of you aren't into this, then just say, I don't think I'm into it.
I'll go out on a date. But it does have to be a real date, though.
Like a nighttime dinner date?
Like Blitz, would you say it has to be? No, I'm going to broker this fucking deal.
Okay.
And so that we completely know what to be expected, and we're not lying.
Okay.
But Blitz, a real date is one that at least ends up in a pretty decent little makeout.
Well, I mean, I agree, but nothing. I mean, it doesn't have to be. I mean,
I understand you agree that you agree to that. Now, if
yeah, but I mean, I've been on dates where like it was a real date, and at the end of the night, I'm like, I'm out. See ya. And I didn't.
Well, that's what
it.
Your guys' your last year and a half has been. You're always out.
Right. It's just been
guys,
one long date.
It's been one long. I'm out. See you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
With our continued negative and weirdness.
And you go home with blue balls.
And then you go home and jack off, and she goes home and
does nothing.
Sometimes I do it in the car on the way home. I don't even make it home.
So, like, Anna, would you agree that your date would have to end with a makeout?
At least a kiss, probably.
Okay. And Blitz, would you agree to, a kiss?
Yeah.
Okay. And not like the kind of kiss that I give, you know, my sister or my mom.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's pretty romantic.
Well, my sister does have an unbelievable tongue.
What the fuck?
So I've been told by my brother-in-law.
Even your Stockholm. It's fucking freaked out.
Even love, he's like, what the fuck?
So now, when is this date going to take place?
Should we go today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well.
Okay. Go today. Go to lunch today. You guys go to lunch today.
All right.
A day date? Oh, that's... Well,
I can't eat too late because I have jujitsu. And last Monday, I ate too late and I got sick.
All right. Well, I think that us expeditiously leaving the studio after we're done with this podcast, which is going to happen within any time, that you guys go on a little lunch date.
Yeah.
But Anna, here's what I'm going to be most mad about. I've gone this long with nothing happen. I can continue to weather this nothing is going to happen storm. But indeed, if you guys do kiss, I hope that it's something that you want to do. And it's something that you can at least report back honestly.
Okay.
Like, you'd be like, it was awkward. We just weren't feeling it. We started cracking up.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll be honest about it. I will.
Okay. Now, am I wrong for even bringing up this whole topic? Is this really not cool for what I just did?
No. I think it's pretty obvious. And I've been asked by a lot of people for the last, I don't know, fucking almost 2 years about what's going on. So I'll go out on a
date. And a lot of times too, like I'll get asked like, "Hey, when are you and Anna gonna come over to here?" Like it's not even like
they treat us like we're already dating.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you guys are. I mean, you're the most date non-date motherfuckers.
Yeah, we get along really well.
I've never seen anybody that is together this much, that enjoys each other's this much, that are into the opposite sex. You know, that have hung out and know each other this well and get along and like as your yin to his yang and his weirdness to your weirdness more so, but yet nothing happened. I've never seen anything like it.
Me either.
And Anna, I think that you're kind of almost like, fuck, why not? Because the way you're doing it ain't working.
No, it's not. It is not working. Whatever I was doing was failing horribly, miserably. So
yeah, well, that's her. That ain't me.
Yeah, he's thriving. He's doing great.
Yeah, like now, Blitz, are you gonna get heat with me because I'm making you date her now?
A
little bit.
I mean, things are going well. I mean,
that's your weird boyfriend over there.
Yep. Gotta love him or not.
Well, you've not or not it for a long time, and
yeah.
That's what we've created.
A co-ed monster. I'm down to go for a date.
The co-ed monster.
Oh,
he is. He does. He loves UT girls.
Yeah, but I think half of that is to kind of fuck with you a little bit too.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to be saying that.
So make me jealous.
Yeah, and it's kind of worked. I think.
I mean, a little.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of worked. You're like, well, fuck.
I can squat more than those dumb whores.
If those dumb whores can get his fucking attention, then what, and they think he's okay. Well, what the, and they're 23, 24.
Right.
And I'm 36. 20,
and he's 50. That's perfect.
And he's 50. And so, you know, I guarantee you that his activity, his co-ed activity has helped him with you, not hurt you.
Probably, you know, mate copping's a thing. I'm aware of that.
What?
What the hell did you
mate
say?
Copping.
Mate copping, what's that mean?
It's like when you see a lot of women are interested in a mate, a guy, then you think, oh, like he's already been pre-selected for. What do they think is so great about him? And that's why like married men are often targets because they've already been pre-selected for. Because
women see a single guy and they say, what's wrong with him? Why is he single? They see a guy with another girl and they go, what's so good about him?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Perfect. Sounds good to me. So, Anna, can we get a little report back tomorrow?
Sure.
Where are you guys going to go?
Well, I don't want to say because the...
It's a podcast. Yeah.
The podcast is going to come out at noon. And
yeah,
we'll be at
Chipotle by then already anyway.
I guess we're going to Chipotle.
In and out.
I don't eat In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
No,
we gotta drive. We gotta drive to fucking
California.
Texas or whatever.
Now, where are you guys gonna make out at? You think?
Oh,
maybe in this car.
I thought you let me borrow the van.
Yeah, it's in Ocala. I don't think it'd make it back.
It wouldn't make it back.
I don't know. Tires look a little dry rotted. I don't know if we can get it up to speed. Like I only got it going 30 miles an hour at the track.
Okay.
I don't know if I could get up to 80 on 75.
I'm sure Reagan would appreciate that.
She loves that van.
She did. She was telling me.
At one time it was me, the merch crick Reagan, and Max the photographer in the back.
Oh, okay. Max is in there.
Max Dodler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max
Dodlier.
Max Dodler was in the back in the rape van.
Nice.
Trying to hang on.
Just bucking around.
We had such a great time with Reagan.
Good. She had a great time, too.
I think
too.
She had a good time, too.
She really had a good time.
And the merch crick made us breakfast. Did she tell you that?
What'd you have?
We had bacon and cheese eggs and biscuits and toast.
Good.
Oh, nice.
Had a little breakfast.
I wish I would have come up there.
Sounds good.
You said you were coming up there, Blitz, and then you no-showed up.
I know. I had some things I was doing on Saturday.
Yeah, you co-eds.
Maybe.
Maybe Anna Hummel. Anna, before I let you go, have you promised to tell me the truth?
Yeah, of course.
As your friend.
Yeah.
Have you ever kissed Blitz up until today?
No.
You never have?
We've embraced where I thought maybe it would happen, but it never has.
Because Blitz is such a pussy?
No, because he's so fucking stiff. But, I mean, you're giving him the green light to kiss, are you not?
Yes, sure, yes.
I feel like I'm deposing you.
I love he's going to throw up in his mouth.
This is such a mind fuck.
Well, we're going to figure out whether it's a mind. Anna, don't mind fuck me.
I know, because I'm fired. So I'm fucking him tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't say any of that.
For my job. I'm going to fuck for my life.
Jesus Christ.
HR probably would say no to that.
What, HR?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the HR that Blitz runs?
Hey, here's the fucked up part. We're joking about it, but half of this shit's true.
Wait, what?
The HR and all that bullshit?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I think it's been a very great podcast.
Yeah, they got a lot of information, a lot of content.
My Lord, Anna, you know, one second past 6 o'clock, my first fucking question to you. And Anna, we got to have like a code word where I'm getting a little too into this topic and it's freaking you out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make it a word we're not allowed to say.
Banana shmama.
Or
well, no, that already means something.
Oh.
Norepreprine.
What?
Norepreprine.
Norepreprine. Neopreprine.
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 Neopreprine
means it's we're getting a little
got
red.
It.
And I'll just back as soon as you say neoprene, I'll be like, okay, Anna, you neoprene me, bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. Anna, don't get mad. I didn't mean to press this issue.
No, it's okay.
Are you mad at me?
A little bit.